Welcome to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we're here to say don't you worry through stories, encouragement, and joy. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's conversation. What's up, everybody? We're back with episode 3. I'm Britton.
And I'm Briley. If you didn't catch it, last week we talked about kind of both of our stories when we lost our grandfather and we had a lot of worry during that time. We were going through our very first process of grief, and this was at the end of 2021. We went through this process and had a lot of worry, and we thought, you know what? Every difficult thing comes to an end. So new year, we're going to have a great time. No worry, no stress. Life keeps moving on, you know? So that was not the case, obviously. So in this episode, we want to highlight Britton and your story with what happened to you in 2022. So if you want to go ahead and start out with your story, what happened when the new year started and we thought, okay, everything's going to be great this year. What actually happened to you?
Yeah, so towards the end of January, it started a period of sickness for me. So I visited doctors, specialists, hospitals, and I missed school for 3 months. And it was all because I had a fever for 106 straight days.
So your body temperature was over 100 for 106 days in a row. There were no other symptoms. This was just a straight fever that you had no idea what was going on.
You're right. And so I was just so exhausted for the entire time because a fever drains your energy. And you know me, full of energy.
Yes.
And it was just so hard on me because 106 days, like, I mean, it was a lot to go through. And it was just very stressful.
Yeah. Was it mainly stressful because you didn't know when it was going to end and like you didn't have an answer? Was that kind of where the stress was coming from?
Yeah, because we went to dozens of doctors and different hospitals and just none of them really came up with an answer. And they were just like, we don't know what's wrong with you. I mean, it could be, they were just kind of throwing out some ideas, but they're like, we don't know anything for sure.
Yeah.
And so finally, we kind of had kept going back to this one specialist, and she finally came to the conclusion and told us that it was all because of grief and it was because of what we went through. And that was our first real experience with loss to someone that close to us. And mm-hmm. So that clearly I handled it much differently than some others.
Yeah.
And it was just, I mean, it was crazy because she said it was because of all that grief.
Yeah. So during that time when you didn't know what was going on, I remember you journaled a lot. So how did that help you kind of get through the worry that was going on in your life?
I think journaling is a really helpful thing for me. It has been, and I think it can be really helpful just because I was obviously exhausted and I needed some way to just write out what I was feeling, write out just saying that I'm stressed out on paper. I'm like, okay, that kind of helped a little bit because then mm-hmm. it's like you're admitting it to someone, but you're not actually saying it out loud because I just got to write all my thoughts out and just basically dump my life out on paper. And
right.
That was a real just kind of stress reliever for me to just put it out there on paper.
Yeah. I remember you even turned those notes in your journal, you turned that into a song, right? So do you have that memorized?
I don't. I have the lyrics written on my phone. Can pull them up real quick.
Okay. While you're pulling that up, I remember during that time, we listened to music a lot, which is kind of what you thought when we were listening to music a lot. You thought, oh, I can take these notes and turn them into a song. I remember we listened to a lot of Torrin Wells' music, especially like at the end, after we lost our grandfather, one of his songs that he really loved right before he passed away was a Torrin Wells song. So we listened to that one a lot. And then we listened in the new year, we listened a lot to his songs like Hills and Valleys because we had a lot of valleys that we were going through and we needed some encouragement that, okay, whether we are on a mountain right now or we're on the lowest point that we can possibly be, God's still the same and he's going to be with us whenever, no matter what's going on in our lives, because things may change in our life, but he never changes. So I remember a lot of music was encouraging for us. So I'm assuming that's kind of why you changed that into a song from your notes, right?
Yes, it definitely is.
Okay, so do you want to read off those lyrics for us?
Yeah. I was standing in the center. I didn't know what to do. I had my armor around me, but I still couldn't move. I looked really confident, but I was scared as could be. I lost all my faith, and I didn't believe. And you came to the battlefield when I needed you the most. I was still filled with fear, but I was safe because you were close. And you came to the battlefield like you always do. Now my fears are all gone, and it's all because of you. I couldn't see as tears came through my eyes. You know when I'm beat down and broken inside. Because when I'm in the battle, I'm weak and I'm alone. I can trust in you forever because I know you'll always show. And you came to the battlefield when I needed you the most. I was still filled with fear, but I was safe because you were close. And you came to the battlefield like you always do. Now my fears are all gone and it's all because of you. You were the God that helps me through the fight. You're the God that helps me sleep at night. And when you showed up at the battlefield next to me, you helped me get through it, so I defeated the enemy. And you came to the battlefield when I needed you the most. I was still filled with fear, but I was safe because you were close. And you came to the battlefield like you always do. Now my fears are all gone, and it's all because of you.
I love that so much. That is so good. If Tornwell's heard that, I hope he turns that into a song because that's really good.
I mean, you can. You're playing guitar now.
So I can put some music to it, put some chords to it. Yeah. But no, I really love the lyric that you read off. That's I was still filled with fear, but I was safe because you were close. I think that's good because a lot of times we have fear, and because of the unknown things that are going on, like at that time, you didn't know when that was going to end for you. But you were, even though you were filled with fear, you knew you were safe because you knew you had God close to you. So I think that's so cool that you were able to even write all of that in the midst of that. So how did writing that out help you throughout the process? Because at this time, you still were going through it. It wasn't the end of it. And you still had like a month or two that continued day after day. You didn't know what was going on. So how did that kind of encourage you in the rest of the process?
Yeah, so I was kind of honestly bored. And so I thought, okay, let me look at some of my journals and see what I wrote, kind of try to turn it into, mush them all together and turn them into some encouragement for me. So whenever I was actually writing down all the lyrics, I honestly didn't believe what I was writing. I was like, I don't know when I'm going to get through this. I don't know when this is going to end. Who knows if God's going to come through for me or not. And it was just a lot of doubt coming through my mind. So then I showed you my song. I showed our parents. And I kind of, the more that I read it, the more that I started believing that there was some hope there, because I was speaking words of truth over myself. And I was, you know, just getting that encouragement. And I was literally just looking like, oh my gosh, maybe it could get better because I know these words to be true. And it's going to help a lot. So that was really helpful.
Yeah, I love that you put your focus on that instead of the things that you didn't know. You focused on the truth. So once that was encouraging for you, when did the whole fever start to end? When do you remember it starting to get better and it started to go away?
Yeah, Mom and Dad sat me down and they had a talk with me and said, okay, so you're weak and we need you to get stronger. So they said, we'll take you on a shopping spree. And I basically interrupted them and I was like, okay, when are we going? And they said, hold on, we need to give you, like, you need to work for it. So they said, do 10,000 push-ups in the course of 100 days, which means 100 push-ups every single day for 100 straight days.
Yeah, and you were doing like man push-ups every day, not the cheater's way out. I mean, you were setting alarms.
I wasn't just setting alarms now. I was doing them every single 10 minutes. Yeah. I would do them before school. I would do them after school, before dance, before bed. I was making sure I got all these push-ups done. We were literally at our house and I would ask the family, I'd be like, okay, so how many push-ups has everyone done? And y'all were like, we haven't done any. And I'm like, I've done 100. Pop down. We're all doing them right right now. Yeah. And I'd be like, Mom, fix your form. Come on. Like, I'd be putting books on people's backs, like, keep the book up. And I'm just motivating y'all because it was motivating me so much.
Yeah. I think that was a way too that we honestly all benefited from that, because you were so set on this goal. So it encouraged all of us. We were like, oh, we want to get stronger too. So yeah, I think that was a really good way for you to deal with that. And when you tried to get stronger through this process, that meant that you were forgetting about your worry through your grief. Now, you were still sad sometimes, because the sadness is not the bad thing that comes from the grief, but you were so stressed out that it was causing your fever. But since you were focused on this goal so hard that you were like, okay, I need to get stronger and I want to get stronger, then your mind was busy all the time and you were no longer focused on the stressful things. Instead, you were working towards a goal. As your sister, I think what I learned from that is that when you put your mind on something that's going to get you stronger, and when you focus on a goal in mind, then you'll stop worrying when you just start working. So while I was watching you work so hard for this, it encouraged me that, okay, I'm still worried, because I was still worried in my grief too. I need to stop and I need to go for it. Find a goal and just absolutely go for it. So that may be easier said than done, but I think I need to go do some push-ups now.